Hey everyone, it's me here, coming to you from my parents' patio on a rainy Tuesday afternoon. And yeah, with the rain you're hearing is falling on a awning, one of those sunsetter retractable awnings. And it's kind of, I don't know if it's really culminating, because it's still pretty muggy and supposed to be fairly humid throughout the week. And so my parents have gone out and I just went to the bank to do some business there. And came back, and well, I had the coffee and cake inside, but then I wanted to come out here with the rain to get primarily to get a sound of the rain. It's fortunately it's not anything severe, it's just rain right now, which I've been wanting to do for a while, get it so that y'all can hear it. But anyway, not really too much to report, which is why I really haven't booed much, haven't had anything to boo about. I've thought of some ideas, but you just don't know exactly what to do, or parents are home all the time and whatever. You don't always want to, don't always feel up to it when you're there and you have some ideas but don't know how to put them out. But anyway, September 2nd is today's date. It's the day after Labor Day here in North America. And a lot of the kids have gone back to school. So the unofficial end of summer is here. And so Thursday starts bowling for us. Just as far as I know, it's just going to still just be as a fun session just to get us out. And so that's this week. And I'd mentioned in the previous boo that Delma decided that she would be willing to come up here. And that's still on the cards if things don't pan out down there. And I spoke with Heidi, my sister, who has said that she would be willing to help her up if she did decide to come up, which is a good thing. And so that's the deal with that. Next month I plan to go down there for a few weeks to visit her to coincide with my birthday. And the plan is, at this point, for me to also go down around Christmas to spend some time down there over Christmas and New Year's as well. So, that's the plan the next few months. And the weather's, we didn't really have much of a summer now. We had one of the hotter days that we would have had in like July, late July. So it's cooler today, of course, with the rain right now, and of course the humidity was fairly high yesterday and last night. And today and tomorrow it's supposed to be about 27. Towards Thursday and Friday it's supposed to be fairly warm again. Then it's supposed to moderate for the weekend. So we didn't really have much of a summer weather-wise. And I'm still here at home at my parents. It's been 10 months now, and that's been still going so-so. My dad's health is not the best, not as bad as it could be. He tries to cover it up, but he knows it's not the greatest. He's got dealing with neuropathy and that, and his nerves are just, because of the pain and that, just doesn't really, has a rough time at night. And of course, my mom's worried. And I'm kind of concerned too about his health and all. I'm fortunate that I still have both my parents. That I'm going to be 45 next month, and so I'm very thankful that they're both still around. My mom's okay health, or she's been contending with angina the past 15-20 years or so. Although she just keeps on going and just makes the best of it. But my dad always makes things worse than they are, than they seem. He'll things are a lot worse, just doom and gloom and negativity, and that's kind of been the theme a lot of times. He's had good days and all, where he's really good and really upbeat and cheerful and all, and with people outside the family, he's pretty good. But especially with my mom, especially, he's just really like everything's just falling apart around him and all, and so That's the deal with that. And my parents are just like, my parents, they're just, you know, looking out for me. I think sometimes a little going too far. Not really to the point where it's really bad or nothing. I know sometimes wish I could do more. Like, they don't go out. They don't ever go out to eat except for, like, coffee and maybe a sandwich or something like that. Just something like that. And if they have to. And, like, if they're out shopping like they are this afternoon. My dad was at an appointment. Some guy who I think does acupuncture, a Dr. Veneri. And so he's with that, and so they're having, and about 3 o'clock or so is 3:30 is coffee time here. And then my mom said she had to get a few things too. So they were doing that out with that. So, but they don't ever, I don't know when they ever did decide to, let's just go out eat somewhere to get a break from cooking, because my mom's been, except for the occasional when she doesn't know what to cook, and even then it's fix something, doesn't just say okay. And I think I could maybe count the times on one hand that got something from the Tim Hortons here. And so that's, maybe I can count them on one hand, as I say. But anyway, I'm not going to really get into too much detail on that right here, because, you know, I don't think you're that interested in woes and ups and downs here. Just thought I'd update you all, since I hadn't done an almost in a few weeks at least. So I just thought I'd take the opportunity to, well, like, before I go and finish my cup of coffee and then talk to Delma and, well, listen to Judge Judy on the Atlanta channel, because the Fox that we usually get it on doesn't. But we've been doing it before to get it out of the way earlier, and in case I did have to go early for supper or something like that. But anyway, I'll just hush and let you hear a little bit more of the rain. And it's not really dark, ominous clouds, thank goodness, here. But it's raining, and it's just as well, because we need it. So I'll let a little bit of the rain play out, and then I'll stop the boo. Okay, it's easing up a bit, so y'all take care and have a blessed day.